and welcome to In the Nest, your front row seat to Mayus Athletics. I'm your co-host, Matthew Tomlinson, and as you can see, Shane is not here because of last week's debacle. No, I'm just kidding. He's down in Georgia at a classmate's wedding, but instead I'm joined by Jenica Beach and Caitlin Rand. Woo! Thank you guys for joining. How are you ladies doing today?
I'm doing good.
Pretty good, yeah. Setting up for Deck the Halls.
Ooh, Deck the Halls.
Mm-hmm. Getting my study materials ready for my finals.
I know. How's finals looking?
I have 4 finals, so I'm keeping my weekend busy.
Remember, education students, secondary,
yeah, secondary elementary. Education for Shane.
Yeah, I have 3 finals and finals? A final project, so okay. I'm also busy.
Dang, that is crazy. How are field studies this year?
Good.
Good, yeah. We made 2 trips down to Cedar Rapids, so that was fun.
Got to see 2 different Christian schools and that's experience fun. How they run their classes.
I like it because, like, in like day to day, you're in the public schools for field studies, right? And then you get to experiment
semesters.
Like Christian school. Like you kind of get to feel all the different varieties of schools, right?
Yeah, this semester was focused mainly on Christian schools. And next semester we will be going down and teaching. But in the past we have gone into public schools. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've been getting both sides,
which is fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because both you come from a very teacher heavy family.
Yes.
You know, both sets of parents are teachers. Your siblings are teachers. Mm-hmm. Both of you guys. So mm-hmm. But yeah, we're excited for this episode. We have some fun stuff to cover. We could talk about recap some basketball games, and then we get to talk about, you know, a little sport of volleyball that was kind of fun this year. Would you guys say?
Yes,
it was. But yeah, looking back, covering women's basketball. So they were down in Ankeny this past week playing Manhattan Christian, a big conference game, first conference game of the year for them. And a great game for the ladies, ended up pulling through and winning 55-51. It was awesome to see them, you know, kind of it was close the whole game, and then they pulled away at the end and took that W, kind of highlighting some key players. Amelia Mackey had 23 points, which was pretty exciting. And, of course, Rachel Barrett, the best rebounder of the nation last year, had another monster game. She had 19 rebounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I'm like, what's the equivalent for volleyball would that be like? I don't know what that would be like. 10 blocks or something like that.
Yeah,
19 rebounds and 8 points. So very good start to the conference year. Kind of stank they only have 1 game because Barkley, you know, they canceled their volleyball season with you guys, and then they canceled their basketball season. So hopefully maybe next semester they might have it back. But, yeah, they were there and back quick. Kind of looking at some highlights so far from this year, I had to write it down because there's a lot to cover. But right now, Amelia is 4th in the country in points per game. Oh, wow. 19.8 points, and she's 5th in steals. Aubrey Silva, our freshman, is 19th in scoring, which is pretty good at 15.2. And of course, Rachel Barrett, another year, number 1 in the nation in rebounds.
Oh, yeah.
And she's number 1 in blocks, which is something you know a decent amount about.
I try.
In different sport, right? Yeah. And then Aaron and Amelia are 5th and 6th in assists. So the Lady Eagles, man, they're padding those stats, getting those stats up there, leading the nation, you know, with a 4-2 record. So great to see them this start of the semester. They have 1 game left. They're going up to Northwestern, up in Minneapolis, NCCA Division 1 and Division 3. So it'll be fun to see them play some stiff competition and kind of see, hey, where are we at as far as against D3 and NCCA? AA Division 1, which you guys had some experience playing a bunch of NAIAs, D3s. Yeah,
it makes you better.
NCCAA Division 1 teams. Mm-hmm. I know, we saw that with, you know, how that regional tournament happened.
Not yet.
Last year, but we'll talk a little bit about that in a little bit. Switching to the guys' side, guys are 4-4 right now. You know, it's my favorite sport. But we played Manhattan and we played Barkley on Friday, and then on Saturday we played Barkley, but crazy game against Manhattan. It was we were down by 3, 54-51 with 10 minutes left. And then Manhattan just utterly dominant, just like volleyball. Their men's basketball team is pretty crazy too. They finished the game on a pretty big one, a 31-7 run. Ended up winning 84-64. So, yeah, tough game. Foul count was pretty crazy. They had shot 31 free throws. We shot 7, which obviously they were a little more aggressive than we were, but that's kind of tough. But next day we played Barkley. It was a noon game, which as those games were so hard. First thing in the mornings, you guys know that too with your weekend trips or your tri-match games when they have those. But yeah, we ended up winning, though. Eli Mackey had the game-winning shot with 17 seconds left. Woohoo, it was great. But yeah, we were down 10 with 5 minutes to go, and it was, like, not looking good. And when I'm so proud of him. It was an ugly game. We had 22 turnovers. We gave up 13 offensive rebounds. We shot 15% from three.
That's tough, but it happens.
It does, Jen. It does happen.
A win is a win. We've had those moments,
yep,
too.
You've had those games where it's like, you know, a win is a win. Mm-hmm. You've had some dominant wins. You've had some wins where you're like, we should not have won. Mm-hmm. But because you stuck through it, you know, you never gave up, which they didn't. They outscored Barkley, 15-4 in the last 5 minutes to win the game, which was pretty cool.
And, like, experiencing being down and then being able to come back and still win the game is just going to be helpful in the future.
It really is, especially like, you know, on Friday night, it was reversed. You know, Manhattan went on that big run to end the game. And then Saturday, you know, we kind of mirrored that with we went on the big run. Mm-hmm. You know, Colton came in and had such energy. He brought the juice. It was really fun to see him. He played well. You know, Lance had 7 steals in the game, which was pretty awesome. So, yeah, great job for the guys this past weekend. And then looking ahead, tonight we go down to St. Ambrose. They're NAIA. Last time we played them was actually my senior year here, so we haven't played them in quite a while.
A long time.
I know, right? But the last time we played them, I think they beat us 109-81, so it was pretty close. And then Saturday, Blackburn, which is a D3 from Illinois, comes and plays us. And so excited. Get to play one last game before finals kicks in for everyone. So should be fun. But yeah, excited about just, you know, the season. Because I guess we kind of say there's two seasons. There's first semester season and second semester season, because, you know, basketball is such a long season. And then get 3 weeks off and then hit the ground running right in the new year. So kind of a little highlight of the men's and women's basketball teams. But I know that's not why you're here. You're here to talk to Jenica and Caitlin about.
We play basketball, of course. I'm just kidding. We
don't play 3v3 intramural.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you guys win or in the championship?
No.
Not even close.
Nope.
Okay, we won't talk about that. Okay, let's not talk about that. Caitlin, let's not talk about that. Anyway, volleyball.
Yes.
So, what a season it was. Mm-hmm. What a season it was. Indeed. Kind of, you guys want to share a little bit about just, you know, the last two, this is your junior year, so, you know, we had freshman year, which was big leaps and bounds, and then last year, which was pretty exciting, and then, you know, the momentum and the coming out of kind of how regionals went last year, but you guys, you know, hit the ground running and then finished the job this year. Kind of talk a little about this year.
Do you want to start?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I can take it. So we didn't have the start that we had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, she made our schedule a little bit stronger at the beginning to give us more of a challenge, which was tough.
Mm-hmm.
But in the long run, it really helped us.
It really did, yeah.
And so even though our record at the beginning being 0-4, it didn't reflect what we learned and what we got out of that weekend and really what we went to play for that weekend. And so playing those four teams really did help us.
I mean, they were really good. Mm-hmm. They were some really good Division III opponents, and it was just fun. Like, you know, you guys, you know, the first day was, you know, tough, but the second day you guys, you know, rose up and played a lot better, and it was just cool to see, like, that fight that was there. Like, you guys didn't give up. Like, yes, you know you're coming in like the underdog, but still, like, there's so many great things you can do as the underdog.
Mm-hmm. And we took a couple sets, too, which
is I know.
Yes, and that was also just a great opportunity for us to shine the light of Christ through volleyball, since those teams aren't Christian-based schools. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a great opportunity for us to be a light for Christ on the court and play in that atmosphere. So,
because we got to pray with, was it all four of them said yes? Because we asked, like, at the beginning when we were doing our captain's call, of like, hey, would you be okay if we would
play? And that's really cool that they would say yes. Like, usually that only happens, like, when teams come and play us at home. But the fact, like, you're on the road and they did that, like, that's really cool.
And, like, the coach said, like, if anyone's, like, uncomfortable with it, you don't have to pray. But I'm pretty sure that all the girls prayed. Mm-hmm. Like, they all stayed and all participated.
Yeah.
That's cool. I know. That's the whole reason we're here. That's Coach Hannah's, you know, number one C. Mm-hmm. Is that Christ-centeredness, you know, the three C's: Christ-centered, committed, and competitive. And it's been fun to see, like, her first year, how that the first C was really emphasized, and how, you know, they built the foundation of the program with that first year, and then you guys coming in the second year, and then, you know, how the last 3 years that the middle C has really started to kick in, and then the last 2 years that third C has really really taken off. Kind of talk a little bit about, you know, the mindset going into, you know, conference and regionals. Like, obviously made it to the regional championship last year. Almost got there, wasn't able to finish the job, but like you're kind of your mindset going in this year to the postseason of like, okay, we're not going to do what we did last year, but we also have to, you know, want it and still compete to get to that final goal.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of last season, when we did not win that game, there was a lot of emotions that came with that, with being that close and seeing it taken away and just all of that. And as happy as we were for Grace, like, obviously we want to win the game too.
Oh yeah.
And so coming in this season, it's a lot of the same girls, but we also have four new players. Mm-hmm. And so just having, we watched the game together as a team and we relived it so that they could experience.
Before regionals this year or at some point
in
the season?
Yeah, it was like halfway through the season. Okay. Yeah. Just so like they could understand like where we were coming from. Because we were all like counting down the days to the tournament, like super like ready to change it. And so that I think got us all on the same page going into our like postseason of just like, we have, this is what it's all for. Mm-hmm. Well, it's all for God, but competitively, this is what it's all for.
Yeah, the end goal though is to, you know, get to postseason and to perform postseason and to ultimately, you know, athletic wise, is to win the championship. But we know that doesn't always happen. But
because I mean, Coach would say like, as we were 3-10, whatever, you know, when we're continuously losing, like right now it doesn't matter. Like this isn't what's important about the season. Like we're learning, we're growing, we're getting better, and then we're gonna see the fruits of that postseason. And we did.
Man, lo and behold, man, Coach Hannah with the good quotes.
She's so smart.
She is. But yeah, talk about like going into that game, like a Grace game in the championship. Like obviously you'd beat, what, Kuiper the day before. And then, which, you know, they fought hard, but you guys took care of business. And then, yeah, going into that would just, was there nerves? Was it like confidence? Was it like, hey, let's not get in the same position? Or was it just like, no, let's go out there and just compete to our best?
Yeah, I would say that it was more of, like, we were all pretty calm. Like, we still had nerves, but we had more confidence in our ability to perform than nerves, I would say. And then in Coach's pregame talk that she gave us, she said, you don't have to win it in three.
I think, like, that was Coach Meg.
Was that Coach Hannah voiced it. Coach Meg probably
reemphasized it or something.
Yeah, so that really helped me, and I don't know about Kate, but that was just really nice to hear, like, yes, we can win in three, but that doesn't mean that we lost if we didn't win
right,
it in
yeah,
three. So that really helped us.
So I get five tries, right?
Yes.
Yeah, to do it. Yeah, and then it was so exciting because we had a home, I think we had home basketball games that weekend, and you know, everyone had run to the lobby to try to watch the games in between the basketball games to watch you guys play, and then that last point was scored, and the victory, and that was super exciting. Kind of talk a little bit about Nationals experience, and just obviously that's the third time for women's volleyball. Men's basketball's made it once, and women's basketball's made it twice. And so obviously we haven't been at that stage a lot, but just kind of the experience you guys had there now that you experienced it.
I was so excited to get to go. I mean, there were some stressful moments before, like preparing to leave and being gone
for a whole week.
But I just kept telling myself, like, well, when I get there, it's going, like, I'm going to feel it. And that ended up being true. Like, you get there and you see, even though we had been to Ozark, like, twice already that season, like, when you walk in, it just feels different. And it's, like, seeing all these teams that we haven't seen before, that was my favorite part about
our
pool.
Seeing the big volleyball blow up.
Yeah.
That was cool.
But, like, our pool, we hadn't played any of those teams before. And when you play conference and you're seeing a lot of the same teams over and over again, it was really cool to see what we could do with other people.
I don't think we've ever played Pensacola or Alice Lloyd, like, ever. I think we might have played Arlington 1 year at ACCA, but yeah, kind of like we've never played them before. So it's like now we get to see, like you said, like there were, what, four MCCC teams that made it, which is just shows the strength of the Midwestern Christian College Conference. But like you said, it kind of gets repetitive when you see them over and over and over again. But then to play other competition, it brings back like a whole new dynamic of like, okay, you know, this is the level that we need to be at to get back to Nationals or to compete well at Nationals. Kind of talk a little bit about, you know, the first three games, you know, against Arlington. You know, you guys shocked everyone in that first set, which was amazing. I was yelling out really loud in our house. I think I woke Hallie up. Oh. And then Pensacola game, and then the Alice Lord game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was really excited to just go in and kind of prove to everybody at Nationals and everybody at home just like how much we
deserved it.
Like we owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we have the weakest region, that doesn't mean we're a weak team.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah. So I was just really excited and really happy that we went out and we were all on the same page about mm-hmm. how we wanted to perform. And so even though we, in that Arlington game, we didn't come out with the win, I was still happy with our performance. And then that next day when we played Pensacola and Alice Lloyd, it was just a fun game with Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Caitlin said, just like seeing new teams, and going in without an expectation, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that they're good and knowing that you have to perform well and that they're going to get like blocks and aces and good kills, and you just have to be able to bounce back.
Yep.
Which is tough when you play three good teams in a row.
Right, yeah.
My body started to feel it. I could tell that I was in my junior season.
Yeah.
My legs, my feet.
Well, especially for you as libero. I mean, you're all over the place. You're diving everywhere. You're mm-hmm. sacrificing to keep the ball up and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then in the Alice Lloyd game.
What a fun game that was.
And what a fun group of girls. Oh, they were so sweet.
Yes.
And props to you guys for how late the game was. Like, holy
it
cow.
It was
like,
super late.
Way past my bedtime.
Yeah. We were starting and it was like.
It's like 9:30.
Yeah, and I was like, it's already my bedtime. I need to be sleeping. And then
you
we
are
still
old.
Had to play. I know.
You're on that teacher schedule.
I'm trying to get it in get early, prepped. So I'm already adapted.
But yeah, Alice Lloyd, I mean, you know, there was kind of like the expectations going to that game were like kind of up in the air because it was like at that point, you know, Pensacola was 3-0 in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Arlington was 1-3 because Alice Lloyd had upset Arlington in five the
one,
night
one
before,
and two.
Or 1-2. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we were 0-2 and they were 1-1. And it was like, okay, what's going to happen? Because
if you guys
beat them, it was going to throw a big old monkey wrench into mm-hmm. The pool standing. So did you guys know that going in?
Yes.
And you're like, ooh, let's go out there and just.
Yeah. When we came back into the gym, Arlington was walking out and they're like, we want you guys to win so that we have the chance.
Yeah.
So they owe us. They really owe us for
yeah, the
for
next
that.
Day they said they got noise complaints at their hotel because they were cheering for us.
That's
so,
so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, going into that game, just, you know, like, obviously we're here to have the experience, to have fun, obviously to compete to win, but mm-hmm. also just to have this experience of, like, hey, this is what the stage is like. But going into that game, like, also knowing, like, hey, if you win, you know, mm-hmm. something crazy might happen. And mm-hmm. lo and behold, something crazy happened.
It did.
Yeah. I feel like I was just really proud of us for, like, how hard we fought. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, five sets aren't always easy because it's easy to lose the mental battle
right.
of, like, being either down a set or up a set and losing. And just, like, going to five is hard. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily just physically because it's midnight almost.
Right. And then that fifth set, like, you don't have 25 points to win. You only have 15. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, you got to get in gear and going.
Mm-hmm. And we were able to do that. And that was just really exciting to get to finish and,
have that win. And
yeah.
That would have been crazy if you guys had to play that extra play-in set
to.
That
we,
night.
We had the option. We could have played it that night or we could have played it in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so we all decided we want to sleep. So
we want to enjoy the fact that we won a game.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you don't want that to be overshadowed. Like, hey, we won. And then say you play that set that night and say you lose. And it's like that takes away the joy of like, hey, we just won for the second time ever at Nationals,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool. Yeah, what was the mindset going into really, really early play and set in the morning? Like, you know, first, for those that weren't aware, it was because of the pool rankings, because three teams are 1-2, and the top two pool teams go to the semifinals. With three teams at 1-2, there were two playing games, actually. It was Emmaus versus Alice Lloyd, and then winner would play Arlington to play winner, who would then go to the semifinals. So what was that talk going in of, like, okay, see what happens, or
Yeah.
You tell me you were there.
it was early. I don't know if I remember.
Right.
Yeah. It was really weird to warm up, get hyped up. We actually gave the, what do you call them?
MC. I
yeah,
don't know.
Sure. Whatever. We gave him a song request, Goodbye Yesterday, to kind of hype us up a little bit. But it was really weird to get hyped up, get warmed up, just to play
one set. And then, yeah.
Yeah. And so it was definitely a different mindset. And you couldn't start off slow because you only had that one set.
Right. You can't settle in. You have to be go,
yeah,
go.
Yeah. And so it was definitely super weird. But we came out and we played well, but they were also playing like lights out. And so that was super hard to come back in that one set. And then one of the players got hurt, and that was...
Yeah, that was so random. That was like, yeah, like 15 minutes. You guys were just hanging out, like waiting for her to...
And it's hard to keep momentum and stay warm when you're waiting for that long.
Exactly. Yeah.
But even with that, I'm really proud of how we played, even though we didn't come out with the win. It was nice just being able to enjoy the win the night before and then come in and still play well.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just cool. Like you said earlier, like, you know, you guys made it there. And you won a game there, and you made a lot of drama with that win of the playing games, and showed everyone like, hey, you know, we're a good team, and you guys are a great team. And it's just cool that like we talk on the podcast all the time, and all the parents that support so well know that. But to see everyone else realize that and see that, it's really cool.
The coaches came up and told Coach Hannah that they were really surprised at the talent that we brought to the tournament.
That's why she's a four-time regional coach of the year, something like that. Yeah, so what a fantastic season for both you guys in your junior year. Super excited for this, for your upcoming senior season. But before we get to your senior season, you guys want to talk a little bit about spring break this year with the volleyball team and what exciting new adventures we have going on there?
Yeah, when Coach first brought it up that we would have the opportunity to go down to Guatemala for a missions trip, I was super excited. One, because I've always wanted to go to Guatemala. And the opportunities at my church, I was never meeting the age requirement to be able to go down. And so I was super excited to be gifted this opportunity to go down. And then just for it to become so real. And it's kind of, I don't want to say, like, I'm more, like, nervous, but I'm also, like, more excited. Like, this is actually happening. Like, I actually am, like, getting the opportunity to go down and build relationships with new people and go into a culture and eat with them and pray with them and just spend time down there. And so I'm really excited for this. But I don't know about Caitlin. Caitlin wants to speak.
Yeah, Caitlin, what about you?
I'm excited. I'm more prone to be nervous about it just because it's a lot of things that I've never experienced.
A lot of unknowns too, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, we have our schedule, but I know that there's going to be a lot of opportunities to do other things too. And so I'm excited for how God will use me, but I'm also just a little bit nervous. But it's going to be great because God has a plan always good.
Do you guys know, like, what specifically you guys are going to do down there? Or kind of where you're going to serve or how you're going to serve?
We're going to serve in a women's shelter, I think it's women and children. And we also are going to have the opportunity to play volleyball down there.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm really excited for that. And then they're also, I think we're going to, like, cook with them and, like, eat with them. And so I'm really excited for that.
So to get some authentic Guatemala. Oh, the markets, like, when I've been around the world just for Emmaus, because that's the only time I've been around the world, but eating, like, in the markets, it's, like, one of the coolest experiences because, like, you don't get more authentic than that for food-wise.
Yeah, so I'm excited to try and experience new foods. Caitlin's excited.
Hopefully Caitlin will eat something on the trip.
My kindergarten palate is going to struggle. Maybe I can ship over some goldfish.
Is that chicken in the back? Can you fry it up? Chicken nuggets?
I don't know. You can do this. I believe in you.
You got this, Caitlin.
I can be brave.
Yeah, I'm super excited because we've obviously had like school trips. Like sponsored have gone on trips. We've never had an athletics team do a full trip. So it's like the experience that's going to bring, it's going to be really cool just to, because you guys are kind of setting, you know, your foot forward as the first team to do that and kind of see how it is for teams going forward of us able to do stuff like that. Because ultimately, you know, getting out there and using our gifts and talents to serve other people is, you know, where it's at and what we're called to do. So super excited for that. That's going to be a great experience. It's going to be so fun. And the fact that you get to play some volleyball while you're down there, too. Yeah. Do you get to coach any at all, like, with any of the...
I don't know if we're doing clinics.
Yeah, that's up in the air.
Up in the air.
If we're going to be able to do a clinic, but we'll
guess we'll find out. Mm-hmm. Guys, we'll find out here in March, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But with that, we're going to go to our fast break section. Fast break. With the crackly headphones. But so fast break, typically how it goes is we have kind of like a little game of things where Shane and I try to make the other person miss the answers. No, I'm just kidding. We don't do that. But I have some questions for the both of you. Okay.
I'm nervous. I'm probably going to
fail. Oh, it's going to be great. Okay. So first one is Jenica.
Okay.
You're a twin.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. But my question is, we have a number of twins here on campus, and we have a number of half twins on campus. So like you're here, but your twin isn't here.
Okay.
If you were to guess how many twins we have on campus, what would your guess be?
I know there's a lot of siblings for sure, but twins? I would say there was 10.
10 twins?
Mm-hmm.
Did you look at my notes beforehand?
No, I didn't. Is that right?
Because there are 10 twins.
Wow.
We have three sets of twins on campus and then four that have a twin that aren't on campus.
That's so exciting. I think I kind of had an advantage with that one because I work with
your book.
So I kind of look at all the siblings.
You're like twin pictures.
Yeah.
But with that, Caitlin, this question's for you. Okay. You guys are cousins, obviously.
Yes.
How many sets of cousins are on campus?
I'm not even going to try to count. I'm going to just throw out a number.
Okay.
Also 10.
Also 10? Good guess. There's six.
Oh.
Six sets of cousins.
Hey, the best number.
Yeah.
Best number.
Best number is six, right? Okay. And then his question. You alluded to this earlier.
Oh.
We do have a lot of siblings on campus. Do you want to take a crack at how many siblings we have on campus?
At least two, because Brooke and Steph.
Yeah, because you play with siblings, too.
Yes. Maybe, like, 32.
32?
Six.
Calculating, because you're the math one.
The best number.
The best number. Okay. There are 24 sets of siblings.
Dang.
And 52. 52 siblings on campus.
Wow.
Which is crazy. So, like, because there are some families that have three sets on campus, so it's kind of cool like that. Okay. That was our trivia.
Wow.
Our next one. All right. Caitlin, Jenica, what's been your favorite Emmaus class so far?
Mine is children's literature with Dr. Jimmo.
Mm-hmm.
I loved reading as a kid, so it was really exciting to go back and read literature and like start to build an idea of what I would want my classroom to look like for books. And just such,
I love
any
Dr.
class
Jimmo.
With Dr. Jimmo is just such fun.
For reals, though. Jen, what about you?
Would probably have to be the class that I'm currently in right now, or finishing up, I guess, Transformations. It's been a really good class for me to reflect on respectable sins in my life and just see areas that I need to grow in and rely on the Lord to grow in and not try to do it on my own strength. So I really enjoyed reflecting and journaling in that class.
That's cool. That was the first year I think they had a class for a while, and then they didn't have it for a bit, and then the first year was back was my senior, and I took that class with Mr. Kunjaman. It was a good class. All right, next question. Favorite professor?
Oh.
This is so mean. One
of your favorite professors.
Okay.
Okay, let me rephrase the question.
Okay.
Let me rephrase the question.
Okay.
If you had an open elective and you could pick one professor, who would that be?
Okay.
To take their class.
I feel like I would do a professor that I don't really have. So I don't know, maybe like one of the EM professors.
Like Dr. Riley or Mr. Bernaski or something?
Yeah, yeah. Just because I don't get to experience their classroom as much, so I'd probably do one of them.
One of them?
Yeah.
I have two.
Sure, you can have two.
Dr. Jimmo, just because his classes are so fun, and learning is just such a fun experience in his classes. But also, I love my classes with Miss Kratzer because she's just so wise, and she has so much information to share. And I feel like I learn so much whenever I'm in class with her.
And it's cool, like for her specifically, like how you know, she graduated from Emmaus with education, and then she was a public school teacher for.
And when she did her student teaching, she was overseas too, so she's had so much experience.
So she's seen all of it. She's had all the experiences, and so she's able to take all those and put them together in the classroom to help the next generation of teachers.
That or I would, if Dean Carter could come back into the classroom, I would love another class with him.
What was the last class that you took with him before he switched?
Intro to education.
Yeah.
We were his last.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And the favorite.
And the favorite class.
You can't say that, of course, but.
Okay, this next one is two parts. What's been your favorite memory or moment so far at Emmaus on the court and off the court? Or a highlight, something you think about?
Something I still think about is taking a set off Manhattan our freshman year. It was like it was our first weekend of play.
I was like amidst of their, 85 game winning streak against conference teams. Like,
okay. Yeah, and we didn't even win that game, but just taking a set off of them was just.
I think they only lost two sets that year to conference teams.
It was one of them. Fun. Mm-hmm. And of course, regional win, but that goes without saying.
Right. That's an automatic.
Mm-hmm. I would have to say this most recent, just being down at Nationals, just off the court, just spending time a week with my teammates and really getting to know them and having meals with them, cooking and watching movies and just having a fun week outside of volleyball. Mm-hmm. Was just really amazing. I don't know about outside of, I don't know.
Because you do stuff outside of,
yes,
off
of course,
the court.
Yes, of course. Right? Of course.
Yes.
I would probably say freshman year when we, when Lucas had never been sledding before, we took him out and we went sledding down the hills and he had so much fun and it was just, and then
seeing
we had
his,
a snowball.
Probably his gleeful joy of experiencing for the first time.
Yeah. And then we had a snowball fight and it was just a lot of fun just hanging out.
Oh, those, stuff like that's the best. I remember my freshman year, not to hijack the conversation, but my freshman year, it was finals in the fall semester. And it rained so hard that half of our freshman class just stopped studying in the coffee bean and ran outside. And we just started sliding in the mud because we were we need a break. But it was just kind of a fun bonding experience.
Yeah, that sounds so fun. I say mine would probably be, there's just so many great things
going
about Emmaus.
Going to Tucker, Vikings game.
Oh, no. I would probably say Winterfest my freshman
Winterfest.
Year. It was Jumanji theme.
Oh, that was
and
a good
one.
And
it was so coolly decorated, and I had never experienced a Winterfest before, and so everything was just so new. Because
you probably
exciting.
Heard Allison talk about it throughout the years, and you're cool, what is that even?
Yeah, but it was really cool. Even if my team got last place, it didn't matter. It was so fun.
That's tough.
And
that's
Dr.
cool.
Jimmo was in the skit that year, so.
And he did so well. He should become an actor.
He should.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, he could. He is, the thespianism in him is so good. He really takes it seriously. Mm-hmm. Switching gears to a couple Christmas questions in light of the season. Cool. What is one of your guys' favorite Christmas traditions that either your families have done? Or done together or separate?
I know. We have two sides.
Right?
Mine is probably Sinterklaas because we do, we're both Dutch. And mm-hmm. I'm Dutch on my dad's side too. So I'm 50%. 50% Dutch.
I'm more than you are. Yeah.
She's better than me.
But my mom always does Santa Claus with us, uh-huh. which is the Dutch Santa. So he comes on December 5th, and he brings presents if you leave carrots in your wooden shoes for the reindeer. Well, not the reindeer, for the horse.
A little bit past December 5th.
Yeah, I got my gift. I got Legos. Santa Claus came.
You left those carrots in the... You left the carrots?
Of course. The horse is hungry. But I love just still being able to celebrate that part of my life, too, the Dutch heritage.
Something that I really enjoy that we do together with our sides of the family is we have this booklet that has songs as well as it goes through the Christmas story. And so we read it and then we sing and we just sing all together. And it's just,
fun.
It's a special moment that we do on Christmas Eve that I just really love.
Do you guys usually when you have it together, is it here in Iowa with the
Nebraska.
Beaches or is it?
To Nebraska.
To Nebraska, okay.
Mm-hmm.
With our grandpa.
With our grandpa. Mm-hmm. Papa, that's fun. All right, next one. Favorite Christmas cookie?
Oh.
If you eat cookies.
Sugar.
Sugar cookie?
Yeah, I decorate them with my sister and usually the children at our church. Mm-hmm. We'll invite them over.
That's fun.
I like a good ginger snap, but I also like the, is it a sugar cookie that you put the star in the middle of it?
Oh, like the raspberry jelly or whatever?
Oh, never mind.
Or no.
No.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what those are called.
I don't know what they're called.
Spritz, but see, last week my movie trivia, Christmas trivia was bad, so this week it's my cookie trivia.
What star?
There's little stars, and then you press
I'm sure
them
Will find one.
You press them into the middle.
Throw it on the screen.
You press them into the middle of the cookie, or you could use a Hershey Kiss.
Those are peanut butter blossoms with the Hershey's Kisses.
It's the, yeah, maybe the same thing. I don't know.
The Christmas but version I also of like it.
Not, yeah.
All right. Next one and final question. Mm-hmm. Favorite Christmas drink? Are you cocoa? Are you eggnog? Are you like the frou-frou coffee?
I think I'm just basic hot chocolate.
Basic hot chocolate. With whipped cream on it?
Yeah, and hazelnut.
Hazelnut?
I don't know. I love a good chai, so if I could make like a Christmas chai, I put this somewhere. Chai. Somewhere
out there. What are your answers?
Yeah.
I just like a dark coffee with no cream.
What about cookies?
There are some good dairy-free eggnog out there. I do like that. Isaiah and Levi both love hot chocolate, so we usually do hot cocoa during that time. But cookies, it would be, I just love sugar cookies with some good icing.
Do you decorate it yourself?
We do gingerbread houses. Oh, and then the boy, usually if like we have a basketball party every year where we decorate the cookies and then we vote for the best ones. And I always try to go too hard on those ones because it's kind of fun. But yes. And I actually have a bonus question for you, Caitlin. This involves your dad. Which if we want to get him on the phone, I guess we could get him on the phone. We can ask him. We can ask you.
I can call him. If he answers.
I want to know the question first.
All right, I got to figure out a question for your mom.
Do you want me to try and get her on the phone?
End. Is it because I don't have network down here? You might have to call me.
Let me try to call my mom.
It's not ringing. Oh, no, it's ringing.
It's ringing. Oh. Hello? Oh. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hey, Kathy, it's Matthew. We're live on In the Nest podcast. I'm here with Jenica and Caitlin, and we're just chatting up some MAS athletics along with some Christmas stuff.
Hello.
We just wanted to get you on the line.
Oh, hey, Kevin, it's Matthew. I'm here live in the nest right now. We're live on In the Nest with Kathy on one phone. You're on the other phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Is this a competition?
Probably.
It can be.
Great.
I do have one question. I do have one question for the both of you. Kevin was a pretty good basketball player back in the day at Judson. Oh. My question is, who has a better three-point percentage, me or Kevin?
Wow.
Is this question for me or Kevin?
Matthew, Kevin. I would have to go with me. Okay. I'm hoping me.
You're right, Kevin. It is you. You're number 10 on Judson's all-time shooting percentage for threes, so
yes, Kevin
dominated.
I did not inherit that.
You did not inherit that. You got the volleyball side, not the basketball side.
Yeah, he was my coach.
He was your coach for basketball or for volleyball?
Volleyball.
For volleyball.
My mom was also my coach, and then my dad.
And she was a really good tennis player.
And my dad was also my coach.
Your dad. Mm-hmm. Actually, we need to get your dad on this podcast at some point with his Jenica shirt.
Oh my goodness! Everybody loves that shirt. My mom also has one. I'm pretty sure, right, Mom?
Does he still have it? Yes.
No, do you have one?
No, we're good.
I have one that I made. Yeah, it's not nearly as cool as your dad's.
Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm. He's way trendier than me. Yeah.
Matthew, what's your question for my mom?
Okay.
Do you have one?
All right. Who do you like? No, I'm just kidding. Who's your favorite twin? No, I'm joking.
Oh, my goodness. I know that answer.
It's Trevor. I'm joking. Okay, real quick. What's your favorite family Christmas tradition, Kathy?
Ooh, favorite family Christmas tradition. There's quite a few. I'd say long-term, it kind of is a long tradition, but I'll narrow it down. I love that we eat pizza every Christmas Eve and then go to the church service at a church, and then we have our own little service where we sing and read the Christmas story.
That's what I said.
And ice cream.
Yeah.
And ice cream. Yeah. That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's precious. Nobody has to cook, which is fabulous.
Right.
It's just all about spending time with family and about focusing on what the season's all about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true.
Thanks so much for picking up, Mom. I hope I didn't interrupt you.
No, I'm just great in algebra 2 tests.
Oh, fun.
It was much more fun to talk to you.
Not at all. Well, thanks for joining us on live on In the Nest, Kathy.
Okay. Yep.
It is.
Okay. Love you, Mom.
Love you, hon.
Bye.
How fun. Speaking of that, if you guys Make sure that you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Stay up to date with the latest activities. Speaking of that, our newest Eagle commit, Angelina Colburnett, just officially committed. So future teammate for you guys next year. Super excited. Shout out to Angelina. But yeah, stay up to date and what's going on at Emmaus. We got some really fun events coming up. We had a great Starlight Carols this past week. We had Deck the Halls. So you can find out who won all the floor money. It's you guys for, right? It was your guys' floor.
We have a bridge.
And then we have, yeah, just dues upcoming next in March. So keep an eye out for stuff like that. But anyway, thanks for loving us. Thanks for following us on In the Nest. It's been fun. Hopefully we'll have Shane back next week. But Jenica, Caitlin, thanks for joining. And
thanks for having us.
Yeah.
What day is it?
It's a great day to be an Emmaus Eagle.
See you guys later.